portion of God's Word to which we draw our attention this morning is taken from Matthew's Gospel, the 8th chapter, beginning at verse 14. Now when Jesus had come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother lying sick with a fever. So he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and served them. When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, "He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses." Thus far the text. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, these are your words. Make us holy through the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Be seated. We've all heard the stories, or perhaps witnessed the situations themselves. A person is lying on death's doorstep. The doctors have exhausted all possibilities. They say there's nothing more that can be done. The family prepares for the inevitable, perhaps even making funeral arrangements. But then, the unimaginable, the unthinkable, the unheard of happens. This person who was lying on death's doorstep all of a sudden starts to become well. They're starting to live again. Joy sweeps throughout the friends and the family as they are shocked at this incredible miracle and try to make sense out of it. Now, don't you wish that could happen more often? Perhaps especially with the people that we love and cherish. These miraculous cases are definitely the exception to the rule. We may hope and pray for a miracle, but chances are we're going to be disappointed when that miracle doesn't happen. We've been hearing this week in chapel thus far about various miracles that our Lord has performed, and I wish I could say that from this text, from Matthew's Gospel, that I could tell you that Jesus is going to heal everyone, perhaps especially our loved ones, in a miraculous manner. Obviously, I can't say that. But what I can say is that Jesus does take sickness away. And when Jesus takes sickness away, he does so powerfully. He came to Peter's house, went in. Peter's mother-in-law is lying in bed, burning up with a fever. And what did Jesus do? Nothing. Nothing other than touch her hand. Now, this was not just a gesture of comfort, not just a, "Oh, there, I hope you get better soon." This touch had power. This touch expressed compassion. Obviously, Jesus was human, but this touch was also coming from the very Son of God. When Jesus touched this woman's hand, just that mere touch, Matthew says that the fever left her. Jesus had healed her of that sickness. And then Matthew also records that later that day, in the evening, there were people that were bringing demon-possessed people and people who were sick to Jesus to be healed. Now, there's no mention of a touch this time, but this time it says that he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick. Again, what power! Just by speaking, Jesus was able to send the demons packing and to heal people of their diseases. Now, this really shouldn't surprise us because we know who Jesus is, that he is the very Son of God. And we know the power that God's word has. After all, how did he create the universe? He spoke, and it was. Things came into being simply by his word. His word has that power. But I'm sure it was a surprise to many of those who were healed that evening, or perhaps even to those who brought people to be healed. Maybe they came thinking that Jesus was going to perform some elaborate ritual. Maybe they thought that Jesus was going to ask for some money to try and do this healing. But Jesus simply spoke. He spoke and he healed with that word. So why can't it happen that way when our mom is the one that's on her deathbed? Why can't it happen that way when our brother is gasping for his last breath? Well, Jesus might heal in those instances. We can't limit Jesus as to what he's going to do. And sometimes he does bring about those miracles of healing, things that the doctors just can't explain. But when Jesus doesn't, when he doesn't perform that miracle, we have no one but ourselves to blame. Now let me qualify that statement. You and your sin or your lack of faith are not responsible for your mother's death. Jesus doesn't allow people to die simply because you're not good enough or that you are not perfect. But the reason that we have sickness in this world in the first place is because of sin. Now, we didn't get that ball rolling. Adam and Eve did. But we share in their sin. We share in their sin every time that we get mad at our in-laws. Every time that we don't want to be around certain people because they're less than desirable. Every time that we act selfishly instead of selflessly, we are showing that we share in the sin of the world. We're an active and willing part of sin in this dying world. We're showing that we deserve hell just as much as anyone else does. So can't Jesus and his powerful word and touch fix all that? Can't he rescue us from our bodies of death? Yes, he can. And he does. When Jesus walked on this earth, he carried out his earthly ministry. He spent a considerable amount of time healing people of their sicknesses, their physical sicknesses. Now, we might be inclined to think that this was a minor part of Jesus' ministry because we know that Jesus came to take away the sin of the world, to give salvation to us. But if we discount his healing ministry, we're making a mistake. You see, the Messiah, the Savior, came to this world really to do one thing, to reverse the effects of sin. Part of the effects of sin is that now we are plagued with diseases of all sorts. Now, granted, Jesus could have come to this world. He could have waved his divine wand and eradicated sickness and death all at once. But he didn't. What he did do was to give us a foreshadowing of that final eradication of sin and death and disease. He gave us a glimpse into the future perfection that we'll have every single time that he healed someone of their sickness, every time that he restored sight to a blind person, every time that he caused a lame person to walk. As Matthew quotes from the prophet Isaiah, he took our illnesses and bore our sicknesses. Indeed, Jesus was not only showing his divine compassion and mercy when he healed people of their diseases, but he was showing or telling us to look ahead, to look forward to the last day. You see, on that last day, when Jesus returns to this world, we're going to enter paradise. St. John talks about that in his Revelation. He describes it in part, saying that God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. We can't even imagine how great that's going to be. Every day we wake up and maybe we have some physical problem here and there that pops up in heaven. When we are in eternity, we will have no physical problems at all. No sin, no death, no pain. When Jesus died on the cross, he took the punishment that we deserved because of our sins. He took away our spiritual pain that way. And when he rose from the dead, he guaranteed that we too will rise from the dead. And so by his death and resurrection, Jesus has freed us completely from all the effects of sin, both spiritual and physical. When you read in the Gospels of these accounts of Jesus healing someone, don't be envious and wonder why he won't do the same for you or your mom or your brother or your sister. He has healed you and your mom and everyone else of sin and death. We just can't see it yet. We can't see the final culmination of that yet. but believe it. Believe it because it is a reality. Jesus has taken your sickness away. Amen. Please rise. Let us pray. Jesus, thank you for healing us from the effects of sin. Help us to be patient as we wait for the day when our bodies will be completely healed in heaven. In the meantime, continue to heal and strengthen your children here on earth. In your name we pray. Amen. For our closing hymn, we will sing hymn number 56, Ye Lands to the Lord. Hymn number 56. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Depart in his peace. Amen.